Hey, it's Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV, and once again we're back. We're looking at a little article I put here on my blog today, which is a direct response to somebody who contacted me through the blog, and they said, Ron, you know, love the videos, love Endpoint TV, but I need some help with ASP.NET and workflow. Can you show me how to use ASP.NET and workflow together? And to be honest with you, I have not done a lot of this. So I sat out and did some research today, kind of looked at a few things. You know, it's very often we write workflow services or we'll create, you know, console apps, or I've done WPF apps, but not a lot of ASP.NET. So here is the app that I built. And like a lot of things, it's pretty simple. It just does say hello, and it allows me to type in a value here, like how many milliseconds I want to delay. So what I've got is in my workflow, I've got a workflow here that has a delay, and then it will just say back hello. Okay, and I did that first, and then I thought, well, you know, this is okay, but I should probably also show you a combination where I have a workflow, and then I also call a web service. So I have in my solution here a web service, and my web service here just has this little do work method, and it just sleeps for whatever the delay is, and it returns the delay value. So I put those things together into this page, and the point of this page is really just to give you a way to see how the thing behaves. And I wanted to show you synchronously and asynchronously how these things behave. So let's go back to the blog for a minute, and we'll just kind of walk through. Now, the first thing I wanted to show you is this little bit right here, the workflow definition. So let's go look at that in Visual Studio. All right, so here we are. Now, I mentioned this in a blog post the other day, but we have a workflow, it's called Say Hello XAML, right? And you see that we expose that, and your Visual Studio C# .NET mind says, ah, say hello, that's class. And when I new up a class, I get an instance of the class. That's what your brain tells you. And in fact, we could actually use argument initializers here as well, right? We could say this has an argument called delay, right? So we could say delay equals 100, right? And so you can totally do that, and it looks like I'm creating an instance of say hello. But when we're dealing with a workflow definition, this is not like any other object. This is an object that encapsulates XAML. XAML that has to be loaded, parsed, expressions have to be compiled. We have to walk the whole activity tree, running cache metadata on things. And so there's still a lot of work that has to be done when you initialize one of these. And even if I set the property like this, I'm just saying that's what I want for the default to be, but it could still be overridden on a per instance basis. So really what you need to think about when you're creating an instance of a workflow class like this is that what you're really creating is a definition. It's like a type. So the CLR actually does this all the time. When it opens an assembly, it loads the types out of the assemblies, and guess what? It caches the types. And types can have constants, they can have constructors, and so, you know, this is like in creating a type, right? So I call this say hello definition, and I made it a static read-only member of the class. So it really enforces this idea that what we're really doing here is creating a definition. All right. Now, I'm going to show you first the easy way where we just kind of use Workflow Invoker to invoke this with ASP.NET. And I say it's the easy way because, you know, if you don't care about performance, then really this is totally fine, right? So if we look here at Invoke Workflow, so what I did here was I knew up my dictionary of in arguments. Okay, and so what happens is here we call workflow invoker.invoke. And once again, now it's really clear when you read this. Say hello definition is like a type definition. We hand this to workflow invoker. The first time it's run, we do all the cache metadata, we walk the activity tree, we compile expressions and all that, but we save that work, so it's only done once. And we save it because we declared this as a static, so we'll be handing the same definition to it again next time. Input, the input arguments there will get applied to the workflow instance, and it will override any values that we might have passed as the default, right? So here we're going to invoke workflow invoker, and this will run on the same thread that it was called on. It will run synchronously, so we can get out back out here the output, which will be a dictionary of name value pairs. And so I just put little trace messages to see what we're doing here. And then I set some text in the ASP.NET page with the greeting. All right. And so then I also have here an invoke service where I'm going to invoke the WCF service. So here I just knew up my proxy. I called do work. I closed the proxy because I'm a good citizen. I catch exceptions and abort the proxy because I'm a good service citizen. And so anyway, that after I get the result, I set the text there. All right, so in this scenario, let's just imagine that our workflow and our service, we have to call both of them, but they have nothing to do with each other. So we don't have to predict what order they happen in, and one doesn't use the output of the other or anything like that, right? So let's run it, okay. All right, so here's our service. We are going to run it synchronously. And now I've enabled tracing in ASP.NET. So ASP.NET is going to show me here what's happening. And we see right in here this little part here. So we see we started the workflow, we completed the workflow, we called the service, we completed the service. So we got the whole thing. And you can see the amount of time this took, right? So we were at, you know, here at 0.19 when we started the workflow, when we finished the workflow, we're at 1.65. So that took over a second. And then we start calling the service at 1.65, and we get to 2.91 when we complete. So, you know, our whole page here took nearly 3 seconds to render because we called the service and called the workflow. Each one of those took 1 second. And, you know, then we have whatever additional overhead. All right, so that's the synchronous way. Now, it's nice because it's easy. It's easy, but it might not be the right thing to do, right? So let's stop this and let's take a look at the async way. All right, let's go back to the blog. And here's the fast way. The fast way is the async way. All right, so the first thing is we have to tell ASP.NET that we want to do async work on this page. If you don't, it will throw a nasty exception at you. Okay, so if I look here at the source, we see right up here, I have async equals true. All right, so ASP.NET will now allow asynchronous things to happen in this page. All right, then the second thing is about using the ASP.NET synchronization context. Now, this gets a little trickier, but let's look at it. So if I look at invoke workflow async, in this version, I chose to use workflow application. I just want to be clear that you can use invoke workflow async from workflow invoker, and it would do the right things here also. But I did it with workflow application. So again, I create the inputs. I new up my workflow application, and here I'm using the object initializer to, first of all, tell the workflow runtime that we're working with the synchronization context. So this was .NET's way of creating this idea where different technologies like ASP.NET and workflow could cooperate around the way they use threads, okay? And it's through synchronization contexts. So I'm telling ASP.NET, hey, or actually I'm telling workflow runtime, hey, you are using a synchronization context that comes from somewhere else, all right? And then the next thing I do is I provide a delegate for the completed event, all right? So when my workflow completes, I want this delegate to be invoked, and I'm going to write when we completed, what thread we completed on. And then I'm going to update the page control here because now I can access the output arguments. And then I have to tell ASP.NET that we're finished. Okay, so notice here I say operation completed. Well, I haven't told it we started yet, but that's just because I'm setting up the delegate here, all right? So now we're going to write out here that we're starting the workflow, and here is where we tell ASP.NET we're starting an operation. And then we just say workflowapplication.run. Now, it's a shame that this doesn't say like run async or whatever, but run means it's just going to start it and it's going to then come back immediately. So don't do anything here. Like if you try to update page controls or whatever here, all that stuff will happen before your workflow is completed. All right. So now let's go back and run this thing async and we'll see the difference. Okay, so if I say run async and click say hello, we see here a big difference. Like notice here, this is where we did the post back. All right, so we start the workflow and we call the service, both of them on thread 10. And then we complete these things on thread 9. But look at how much time this took. Instead of 3 seconds, now, man, we're just over 1 second in this case. That's pretty impressive, right? I mean, because basically we were able to do the workflow and the service at the same time, just on different threads, and the callbacks came in. Now, you notice that after we started our work here, ASP.NET was able to do some other work it needed to do, and then it waits because it knows about these outstanding operations. It knows that they were happening, so it waits until they're done. And we can see this by setting the delay much longer. We could set it to 5 seconds or 10 seconds. We'll see that ASP.NET will wait whatever it needs to wait for these to finish. In fact, let's just try that. Let's try setting for 10 seconds. We'll click say hello, and while it's doing that, we'll go off and go back and look at the blog again. Okay, so now the other thing is about the service. Now, when you add a service, WCF by default does not generate async operations in the service. Okay, so to do this, you have to say that you are advanced, right? So you want to, of course, you are advanced, so you click the advanced button. And then when you get in there, you say generate asynchronous operations. And if you're thinking, oh my gosh, well, I didn't do that when I first added, do I have to re-add my service reference? No. All you got to do is right-click on it, say configure service reference, and then you can go in here and check that box, and it will regenerate the reference for you. Okay, so you don't have to go back and re-add them and all of that. You can just do that. All right, so the next thing you do is you call your service async. So let's go look at that. Let's look at invoke service async. All right, so WCF supports the old asynchronous programming model with begin, end, and iasync results. It also supports an event-based asynchronous model, which is what I'm using here. So I new up the proxy. I have do work completed. And then I come in here, I just say, well, if this call wasn't canceled, then I'm going to update my controls here. And then here I say, do the work async. All right, and it's that simple. And so that is the end of it. And then the last part is just testing the service. So if we come back here, we see that once again, see, it waited, ASP.NET waited the full 10 seconds while we were waiting for our work to get done. So that's how you could get work done asynchronously. Now, if you said, well, but Ron, my workflow needs some value that it gets from the WCF service, then I would say, you should probably have your workflow call the WCF service. That'd be an option for you, right? So this is all about coordinating the async work, and I haven't showed you some more advanced scenarios, so if you want to see more, you want to know more about ASP.NET workflow, just let me know. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.